This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
My name's Adrienne Houghton and I was born and bred in Port Hedland, and I'm a Nyalamo Jabundi woman with links to Nyunyul and Ningana country. I'm currently a student doctor in my third year of medicine with the University of Western Australia. And as a part of the Western Australian and federal government, they have an organisation called the Rural Clinical School of Western Australia. And so I'm a part of that program, which allows medical students to have a rural exposure for 12 months. So last year, over 200 students applied for 76 positions, and I was lucky enough to be one of those students sent here to Port Hedland, my hometown.
So you're in your third year of medical so far, and how's that going?
Yeah, I am. Third year is amazing, as it's completely hands-on now with the practical placement. And we do rotations through various areas, including emergency, obstetrics, paediatrics, go with the RFDS doctors out to the communities, and we also do a stint through AMS, the Aboriginal Medical Service.
So what are the hardest moments and easiest for you to deal with whilst juggling family and work?
So the hardest moments are usually during my exam periods when I'm quite stressed, and obviously in the lead up, any student understands the stress that comes with exams and having two little people to juggle their personalities and their appointments and various school activities. It's probably the hardest, but then also the easiest is when I'm on placement and I see some of our mob and how excited they get to see me and to interact with me, and how I see my children's face light up, you know, when they know that what mum's doing.
Lovely. Do you feel yourself a role model in the community?
Oh, well, when I first started, I didn't really, but as time's going on and I can see, I've been talking to a couple of the high school students about, you know, going into medicine, and a lot of our mob don't think that they're smart enough, but I just tell them, you know, it's not about being smart, it's about working really hard.
Lovely. So are there any other messages you want to tell the young ones out there or aspiring doctors?
Yeah, so, you know, young ones, old ones, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm 34 and I've got two kids. I think the main thing is to find your passion. I worked for a big mining or, you know, oil and gas company for a lot of years and I wasn't truly happy. And now, regardless of how hard it is every day in my job, I love what I do. I love that I'm helping our mob. I love that, you know, I'm setting an example for my children so that they know, you know, they can aspire to be anything they want.
Do you feel it's your gift to give back to the community?
Oh, definitely. I feel like, you know, just helping, you know, one person is enough for me. And it, you know, what I do every day, I love it. I love helping people and to tell them, you know, what's wrong with them or explain something that they might not have understood, you know, from somebody before.
So being in placement in your hometown, how does that feel?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, I absolutely love, you know, I love coming home and I love when, you know, I'm on the wards and I see my family and friends and people I've grown up with and people recognise me and know what I'm doing. And it's exciting to show that, you know, to my family and community that you can do anything you want.
Lovely. Do you feel that you have more trust as well in the community, that they can come to you and talk to you about anything?
Yeah, I've had lots of examples like that throughout this year where people will come and find me outside of work, or even if it's in, you know, my work hours, they'll come and find me and ask me questions, which, you know, they might feel a bit shame to ask the doctor that's treating them, or, yeah, or I can just help them and they feel more comfortable with me, I think, because they know me and, you know, so many of the older people saw me grow up in this town.
Do you go out to the communities as well?
Yeah, so with Royal Flying Doctors, we go out to Nullagide and Marble Bar, which are the two smaller communities outside of Hedland. So we fly out there in the morning and we run a clinic and then we come back. And when people hear my last name, they know, you know, they ask me who my family is and who my mob is. And you know, or sometimes, you know, I've had a few people recognise that I'm a Blackfella and they'll ask me, you know, where I'm from. And there's always somebody that'll know my mum or my dad or my extended family.
So can you tell me a little bit about your mum? Is she a registered nurse?
Yeah, so she's a registered nurse and a midwife. She, you know, I sort of obviously aspire to be like her. I watched her as a young child. I watched her become a registered nurse and then go on to become a midwife whilst having four children. You know, she she did it all. And, you know, she had obviously had a lot of family support to help her through, but she's an extremely determined woman and, you know, she's taught all of her children well. She certainly instilled in us, you know, a really strong, her and my dad have instilled a strong work ethic into all of us.
So what happened on Mother's Day this year?
Yeah, so it was extremely, you know, special moment on Mother's Day this year. Me and my mum actually assisted an Indigenous lady to birth her little girl.
Wow. And how was that? Like,
yeah, it was a really surreal moment to know that, you know, I love women's health and I love assisting women to give birth to their babies. And that first moment that they see this, you know, precious little human, it's just incredible to have the honour to be in the room with them and to be with my mum on Mother's Day, you know, you can't really top that.
Can we talk a little bit about Indigenous women's health in your community?
So Indigenous women's health here in the community is something that I'm very passionate about. It's something that, you know, the hospital does a lot of, and also the local Aboriginal Medical Service, Wirrikamaya, they have a lot to do with women's health, and also community services like population health. They also do quite a bit through there. I think that, you know, I mean, all health is important, but I've got a particular interest in women's health and Aboriginal women's health. I aspire to come back to Port Hedland as a rural doctor and specialise in that area. I think it's really well needed, and I think, you know, I have been on placements where I've been with a male doctor, and a lot of our mob, you know, don't, especially the females, you know, they don't want to be in the room with a male doctor. So I've had lots of experiences where I've actually been in the room on my own and been able to assist and, you know, help the women with whatever's going on.
So you're headed to Fiji as well. What's happening in Fiji?
So I applied to go to Fiji with the Fiji Village Project, and I got accepted a couple of weeks ago. So I'll be going over there for 4 weeks at the end of the year as a part of my elective. So every medical student around Australia and around the world has to go on something called elective, where you spend between four and six weeks in various locations. Me and my friend, later another third year medical student, have decided to go to Fiji and assist in this project, which is all about tropical medicine and screening programs and having the access to fresh, clean drinking water.
Will you be delivering babies over there?
I'm hoping to. So what I'm hoping to do in Fiji is to spend 2 weeks in the emergency department and 2 weeks in obstetrics delivering, or, you know, assisting women to birth their babies. I think the experience is going to be amazing, and it's going to, you know, allow me to upskill myself so that when I come back in my final year, I will be better prepared for going into tertiary hospitals. So hospitals like that are in cities. Yeah, be a lot more skilled after going to a developing country like Fiji.
Thank you for joining us today, Adrienne.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.